All right, so check it out. Today on the Strongpreneur Podcast, I'm going to share a few thoughts of mine that have recently been near and dear to my heart. Here's the deal. I talk to a lot of people, read a lot of messages, speak to a lot of groups. And as time goes on, I am more and more convinced that there's probably about 70%, 75% of contractors, people that own a contracting business, that should not be in business for themselves. And so I'm going to go over, I don't know, seven signs here that if you find yourself in this situation, in most of these seven, you should probably seriously consider quitting your business. Yes, I said quit, and going to work for somebody else. So just because you shouldn't be in business for yourself doesn't mean that you cannot have an amazing career in the trades, that you can't add massive value to an organization. But there are certain skill sets that are needed in order to run a business successfully. And honestly, a lot of people don't have the stomach for it. They don't have the patience for it. They don't have the discipline for it. And so I'm going to go over a few things here. So first things, right out of the gate, number one, you don't take ownership. Listen, if you're still blaming the economy, or you're blaming the fact that you can't find good people, or you're blaming the fact that clients are cheap, or anything other than yourself in the mirror, then you really shouldn't be in business for yourself. Because the only way that you're going to grow your business and get better is to grow as an individual. And that starts with coming to the truth zone and taking ownership for who you are, where you're at, where your business is at. And if you're not willing to take 100% ownership, then you should not be in business. And this doesn't mean like, oh yeah, my bad. This means a hard look in the mirror and getting super clear on, you know, listen, if there's anything wrong in your business, guys, it's your fault, period. It's your fault. It doesn't matter if your guys screwed up, somebody in your business screwed up, or a customer screwed you. If you are struggling in your business and have a bunch of things going wrong, it is your fault, period. All right, second thing, second sign that you should not be in business for yourself, you just don't get stuff done. You know, there's always a reason why progress isn't made. You know, hey, did you get those mailers out? Oh no, I've been working on that. Hey, did you, you know, write the procedure that you needed to write for, you know, how to set up a job site? Oh no, I haven't gotten to that yet. Guys, if there's always a reason why progress isn't being made, if you find yourself procrastinating and your to-do list never gets banged out, or it's getting banged out with the wrong stuff that really doesn't impact the business, that's a sign that you just don't get stuff done. And you should seriously consider not running a business. All right, third thing.
Hey, Travis here. You know, the guy who runs the podcast and brings the guitars in? Yeah, that's me. I want to take a minute and let you know about a kick-ass program to help you get results in your business. Tom shares frequently about our Contractor Sales Academy, and although we believe it's the best thing going, we know it's not for everyone yet. So, I want to invite you to apply for the Motorcade. It's a monthly small group mastermind that will help you get focused, be accountable, and get results. Don't let another day go by not getting the help and support you need for your business. Head over to motorcard.com/motorcade and apply today for one of our Motorcade groups. Get in a group. You are the sum of the people you spend the most time with. Get results, get focused, grow your business.
All right, the third reason that you should consider not being in business for yourself is that you refuse to invest in your business IQ. This means being a student of marketing, understanding your numbers. What is revenue? What is sales? How are they different? Gross profit, net profit, cost per lead, cost per sale, all those things that Mark Cuban and the gang will ask you when you go on Shark Tank someday. All right? If you're not leveling up your business IQ, you know, the marketing, the math, leadership, I'm not talking technical things here, guys. You know, I go to these trade shows all the time, and it's funny. You know, some guy comes out with some new sandpaper, and it's some grit sandpaper, and they got 100 guys around the booth, and I do a seminar, a free seminar at some of these things, on how to make a butt ton more money in your business, and there's like 7 guys in the crowd, all right? Whether or not I'm a good speaker or not, the point is that says a lot to me, all right, that you guys... We guys, contractors, generally flock to the things that we're comfortable with. And that's the technical side of the business. And you've got to seriously invest in your business IQ if you're going to be a business owner. All right, fourth reason that you should consider not being in business. Listen, if you've been at this for a few years and you're still not making it, then that's a serious consideration that you should quit. Now, I'm not talking about grinding it out and making progress and improving each and every year. You know, I'm talking about things like you continue to borrow money and you don't pay it back. Your sales are stagnant year in and year out, year in, year out. You know, if things like that are just happening year after year, that you're not developing a stronger financial picture, then you should seriously consider giving it up, because, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and getting the same results. Listen, if your sales are the same each and every year, but your profit is going up, that's a good sign. You're moving in the right direction. All right. But if you continue to dig that hole of debt, or, you know, like some of the emails I get, you're like, hey, I'm 57 years old and my life is falling apart and I just punched a guy in the face because we were arguing about money and I'm going broke and my relationships are falling apart. Like, if any of that applies to you, then like, give up, quit. All right. And listen, when I say quit, you guys, I mean close up shop and then go onto my Facebook pages or send me an email. Or do something, maybe we'll put a job board together of all you guys that, hey, just say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, but I'm willing to go bust my tail working for somebody else and having a good life and making money and having less stress, then let's have that discussion, all right? And I'll help connect you the best I can in your industry, because I've got a mouthpiece here and I'm happy to connect good people with other good people. All right, fifth reason that you should consider quitting your business is if people won't stay with you. All right. If people won't stay with you, year in, year out, you're looking for a right-hand guy. You're trying to keep good people and you can never keep them. And this comes back to the ownership thing. If you're blaming everybody for being losers and leaving, then it's your fault. Because one of a couple things are happening. You didn't hire right. You have a crappy onboarding process. Or you just didn't lead them very well. You didn't understand what was important to them and how to motivate them and how to inspire them. And, you know, that's huge stuff, guys, because you're not going to grow your business. You're not going to have financial stability if you can't get people to stay with you. And if this is an ongoing problem, consider going to work for somebody else. All right. Sixth thing. I think I said seven. There's actually six. Counted wrong. There were bullet points, and so I didn't really count on them. I just kind of estimated. All right. Is if you're not building a true brand. And what I mean by that is when somebody says, you know, remodeling, if they don't immediately think your name in your community, or if somebody goes painter and you're not brought up in the conversation and you're not tagged on Facebook and all those things, if you're not building a brand and telling us brand story about the type of experience that you provide and this and that, which the result of this, of how you know you're building a brand or not, is that your phone rings more, you have more leads, lead flow is one of your least problems, smallest problems at this point, then, you know, if that's not the case, then you might want to consider giving this thing up. If you've been in this thing for, you know, 2, 3, 5 years or more, and you're still struggling to get the phone to ring, and I mean like consistently with good leads, doesn't mean you don't have some ups and downs here and there, but if you're always in this famine, feast or famine mode in your business, with lead flow, you should seriously consider hanging it up. And actually, I'm going to make up a number seven here. So it is really seven. Seventh reason is if you've been a contractor on your own for 3 years, let's say five, let's go 5 years. If you've been in the game for 5 years or more, and you're not consistently bringing home a six-figure plus personal income, okay? I don't mean that you have a $100,000 business or a $200,000 business. I mean that whatever your revenue is, obviously it needs to be more than six figures, that you are bringing home for your family six figures plus, then you should seriously consider hanging it up. Because guys, the stress, the liability, the ups and downs, the journey of entrepreneurship and building a business into a strong and profitable one is not really worth it if you ain't making some serious coin and securing a good future for your family and for yourself. All right, so listen, today was a little more serious tone, I know. But it's been on my mind, it's been on my heart a lot because I get so many emails and Facebook messages and YouTube comments. And guys are crying out going, why won't things turn around, this and this. Guys, listen, I could try all day to be an NBA player, but I just don't have what it takes. I could work my tail off, and there is no amount of effort, no amount of commitment that will ever get me into the NBA, all right? Because I'm a short white dude and I'm 47 years old. I can't jump. I'm not fast. I'm not very strong, and I can't shoot well, all right? So do yourself a favor. Take a good, hard look in the mirror and be honest with yourself. There is absolutely no shame in just saying, you know what, this ain't for me. Life's too short. I want to enjoy what I do every day. I want to make some good money. I want to take care of my family. I want to alleviate some stress and add value to people, to another business and to their clients and things like that. Guys, there's no shame in that, seriously. So hopefully this helps you out. If you've been on the fence, like I know some of you are on the fence, like, should I quit? Should I keep going? Should I quit? Should I keep going? Hopefully this gives you the nudge that you needed. And guys, I promise you, when you take ownership, you get real with yourself, all the other good stuff follows. All progress follows truth. And with that, we will talk to you home dogs next time on the Strongpreneur Podcast. Señor Travis, bring in el guitarros. Hasta la bye-bye.